This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good morning, Dr. Wendy Christen. Welcome. She's health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Brad. How are you doing?
I'm not doing too badly. I'm quite interested in what today's weather is going to do with this warm start to the morning and thunder showers coming. We're living in Cape Town, but it's going to be like being in Joburg all on the same day. And that smell that's going to come from the ground when the rain comes.
Absolutely. I can see the black clouds coming over. So, yes, I think, yeah, we are in for a bit of a storm.
Let's talk kidneys, Wendy. We haven't touched on this for quite a long time. Taking a bit of a different angle on it, let's start with, what do our kidneys actually do?
So our kidneys play a vital role and an essential role in our well-being. We can't live without knees. They are a system for the fluids in our body, all the toxins that need to come out in fluid form. The kidneys filter that and make sure that comes through as urine. So if that's not working, then we have a serious problem.
So let's talk about the thing that makes the most sense in my head around kidneys is the liquid that they filter. So in order for me to keep them healthy, surely what I drink then needs to be good and clean, and I need to be drinking water regularly to help my kidneys. Is that a good logic?
That's absolutely very good logic, yes. So being hydrated, drinking enough water is important. But we can also drink too much water, so we have to find the balance. Because if we overdo it, we put stress on our kidneys as well. So that does more harm than good. We want to make sure that we're having adequate amounts of good water, as you said, filtered water, pure water, not soda water or mineral, spark. Those kind of waters can also dehydrate the body and can upset the balance in the system. So we want pure water. Our bodies need pure water to be able to function well.
Yeah, there's so many parts of our body, Wendy, that kind of just chug along on their own. You're not really aware of even what they do until things start to go wrong. So I think when it comes to our kidneys, taking good care of them is essential. Our blood sugar levels, can they play a part in what our kidneys have to deal with every day?
Yes. So diabetes is one of the leading causes of kidney disease. So if our blood sugar, we don't even have to be diabetic to have an impact on our blood sugar, but controlling blood sugar with a low glycemic diet and obviously regular exercise, if you're needing medication, that's all very important, because the impact of unbalanced blood sugar levels is going to have a negative effect on the kidneys.
What about our blood pressures? Can that have an effect on our kidneys?
Yes. So high blood pressure will damage the vessels in the kidneys. And so we want to be able to keep our blood pressure at a moderate level. So about 120 over 80 is the standard, depending, on your age. 120 over 70 if you're younger, about 130 over 80. So anywhere in that range, you don't want to be higher than, say, 120 or 130 on the top reading and 70 to 80 on the bottom reading. As soon as it starts moving up, then you know that you're putting more pressure on your kidneys, because the kidneys play a very important role in the balance of the sodium and the potassium, your water volume, and all of those kind of things. So if that's out of balance, then it's going to be very difficult for the kidneys to help stabilize your blood pressure.
This is actually really fascinating, Wendy, because you think of blood pressure, you think only of your heart. You know, I'm taking care of my heart. Everything I've got to watch out for my heart. But there are obviously so many other systems that are so intricately woven between one another that we really need to be looking even beyond just taking care of our hearts.
Exactly. So we've got to think of all the vessels in the body and anything that causes inflammation on those vessels. So obviously the blood pressure damages those blood vessels, but the kidneys are sort of one of your main filtration systems, even for our blood. So if our vascular system is not in good health, that's going to influence how the kidneys can do job as well.
Considering the way you've described the work of the kidneys, if I were to be taking medication or certain medications regularly, would that play a part in straining my kidneys?
Yes. So especially your anti-inflammatory medications, they can harm the kidneys if used frequently. Some people are more genetically prone to getting kidney damage through certain medications. And the interesting thing is that you don't always pick up the kidney function if you're not testing for it. So you might use an anti-inflammatory for years, or you might even use it only for 10 days, and that could be enough to cause some damage to the kidneys. So it's very important to check your levels and to make sure that that's not one of the side effects of the medications that you are using.
You just mentioned they're having your kidneys checked. How do they test for that, and what are they testing for?
So you would have a blood test. There's a kidney function test. It's various levels. So it'll look at sodium and potassium. It looks at the output, and it looks at the function of the kidneys. So you want to see that your kidneys are functioning at optimal level, and that's measurable in a blood test.
So you can go and have that done at your path care or whatever they call these pathologists, or do you need to get direction from your doctor? How does that work?
You would probably need to get a pathology form from the doctor, because somebody would need to be able to interpret it for you. It'd be advisable to just have it done through your doctor. And then if there's anything that they do pick up, then they can at least treat it or give you advice on that. But I think, some of the pathology open to you just requesting the test yourself, but generally it's best to go through a healthcare practitioner for things like this.
Yeah, that makes sense. Obesity, one's weight, does that put extra pressure on the kidneys?
It certainly does. So with it, generally comes other chronic disease. So there's usually diabetes, hypertension, other inflammatory disorders that go along with obesity, and so that would naturally increase the risk of kidney disease.
We spoke earlier on about staying hydrated. What about things that can be dehydrating, like alcohol, for example?
Yes, so alcohol, caffeine, cigarette smoke, all of those kind of things can dehydrate our bodies. That can lead to increased blood pressure. It can cause a reduction in blood flow to the kidneys, and that can obviously accelerate kidney disease.
So how do we take really good care of our kidneys? I've never really thought of this, like I must take care of my kidneys. Apart from the water, what else could I be doing regularly to ensure I have good kidney health?
Well, I think, again, it's one of those holistic approaches. So if we are taking care of our bodies in general, then the organs and systems in that body, in our body, should function better. But the sort of standard rules for any of these systems and organs would be that we would want to do some moderate exercise, so about 30 minutes a day, to improve our circulation. Optimal circulation and our blood vessels are nice, maintaining their elasticity so that the blood can flow effectively. Then that is going to be one of the very important things that we can do. We know that we need to stay hydrated, and that we need to drink enough of the water, and that we mustn't be taking too many of the dehydrating things. So for anything that is dehydrating, we need to make sure that we're adding hydrating foods and drinks. So, we've got many foods like our vegetables, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But there are certain foods that are hydrating as well. So if we're making sure that our diet is well balanced, that we're limiting the inflammatory foods and drinks, then we're going to have a much better ability to keep our organs and systems healthy.
Dr. Winnie, just as we wrap up this first part of kidney health, you were talking earlier on about the overuse or avoiding the overuse of certain medication and the harm it can do to our kidneys if used frequently. We might be thinking, well, there could be natural alternatives. I mean, could we put extra pressure on our kidneys through natural alternatives or other supplements that we choose to use?
Yes, we can. So anything that is done in excess can cause damage to the kidneys. And sometimes, there's some things that we think, oh, well, they're harmless, so we can just use them at will. But things like excessive doses of vitamin C, creatine, which is very often, that's very big in sort of the bodybuilding and the weight, the muscle building world.
Yes.
So sometimes our children are using things like creatine. We need to be careful of the doses that they're using, because that can be damaging to the kidneys. And then certain weight loss supplements. So I know there's many supplements on the market for weight loss, and we just need to watch those, because they can cause some damage to our kidneys.
Yeah, I'm starting to get this feeling that we focus very often on certain parts of our health very specifically. You know, I must do this to take care of my heart, which obviously is great. Or I want to eat better or move more because I want to look better in my clothing. I think what I'm getting here from the conversations we've had over the last few weeks is we need to really be holistic in our approach to this, because it's not just how good we look or how good we feel because of how good we look. We've got internal systems that are rather fragile and that need us to be taking care of it. So we need to be thinking about our overall health and not just pick certain parts of ourselves that we want to improve only.
Yeah. And our external appearance is not necessarily an indication of what's going on inside.
Uh-huh.
So that's an important factor as well. So what we look like on the outside, you could be blessed with good genes and you might be slim and you might look good, but you could be eating a terrible diet and that is causing problems with your blood sugar balance and inflammation in the arteries. And you don't even realize that your kidneys could be struggling as well.
Mm.
And you don't really know what's going on the inside of your body unless you're actually taking really good care of it and, doing the tests to check and see what's happening with your body.
Yeah, we have a responsibility, just as Dr. Wendy says, to take care of our bodies. Are what we're doing every day truly taking care of ourselves? I guess that's a big question. Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Always a pleasure, Dr. Wendy. Thank you for your time. And we'll connect again for our next part of the kidney series.
Right. Have a great Thursday, Brad.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.